Summer S'mores with Conan and the Chill Chums, a six-part series with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Let's get started.
All right, as promised, here we are, al fresco in Pasadena on a lovely summer's eve. It's Chill Chums episode 2. It's Conan O'Brien. Summer S'mores.
See, you can't do it.
This is a mess.
You give me a hard time. You can't do it.
No, you're right. It's not easy.
It's Summer
to say.
S'mores with Conan and the Chill Chums.
You nailed it.
Yeah. Easy. Let me set the scene for people.
Please.
Because if nothing else, I'm a setter of scenes, a scene setter, if you will. I paint a picture, a mind picture. Yeah. We are here at Gourley's lovely home. And I'm going to say there's a little bit of a Mr. Miyagi in the original Karate Kid vibe here.
Well, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
No, but like it's a nice, we're in Pasadena, and let me just begin by saying I got in my car to come here, and I plugged in your address, and Waze said it was going to be an hour and 28 minutes to get here. And then Waze started saying, are you sure you want to go there? And I was saying to Waze, well, he's my friend, and we're doing a podcast. And then Waze was like, wait a minute, isn't your name on the podcast? Why aren't they doing it at your house? I don't know how Waze has all this information.
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand that either. Did it take you first to Santa Monica Airport and try to fly you here?
It took me to Catalina.
Yeah. It took me 15 minutes.
Yes. Well, that's the thing is,
nice
first of all,
for me.
I applaud both of you. Mm. Because you've made a very bold choice to raise your children in another country. I don't know where we are, but I'm not sure we're in the United States anymore. It took me a long, long time to get here.
Come on.
No, look, I know people accuse someone like me of being in some sort of entitled bubble.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have looked into, to be fair, having a bubble built around me. I guess there's a zoning issue. But I wanted an actual bubble until people...
You went to the permitting office?
I went to the permitting office and they said, sir, what you're talking about is a big bubble that surrounds you. And I said, yes, I don't care what it costs. I have the money. I just want to live inside a bubble. And I have this company that's going to build it for me called Entitleco. And then someone said it's going to look bad. I didn't understand why. But anyway, it was. But once you get here, and I do say once you get here and you've changed your currency and had all the requisite shots, it is lovely. This is beautiful.
It's beautiful. You know what? It took me no time at all to get here. I came earlier with my boys to play with your daughter.
Yeah.
Then I went home and then I came back.
It
probably
was so
all
nice.
In the time that it took you to get here, but it was really nice and convenient and easy.
I had several children on the way over here. Two of them, you know, it's like transatlantic travel in the 1780s. One of them didn't make it. He got the seagull sickness. But no, it's really nice because, again, I will paint the picture. We're in a lovely backyard. And Gourley, I know this about you. You have excellent taste. You have very good, he's got very good taste.
He does.
And he's very handy. And he's built this wonderful oasis. And we're sitting in the backyard. We've got this lovely solo stove in front of us. And
that's burning juniper wood. Can you smell that?
It smells really good.
Oh, no.
And I will say, I know there are people that are like, why is Conan just mentioning Solo Stove? Yeah. Solo Stove, maybe we're doing business with them, maybe we aren't. That's not the important thing.
We are.
That's a great...
Yeah, there's Solo Stoves everywhere.
Yeah.
I feel like they sent you like four?
They sent five, and they sent a small forest's worth of wood.
Yeah. The Solo Stove, though, is burning very efficiently and wonderfully in front of us. Yeah. And I only mention it not because they are a sponsor. But I do love a fire. I love a fire. And I know that if I was in some sort of industrial accident, if my arm caught fire, if people tried to put it out, I'd say, let's just watch it for a bit. That's how much I love a fire. I thoroughly enjoy sitting around a campfire, and I can't wait to use this. They gave me one.
Yeah.
I'll just say it. And the only problem is, if I get this bubble built around my house, the smoke's going to collect.
Yeah, no.
Luckily,
no ventilation.
Luckily, there's not much smoke.
Well, that's
right.
Hey. Sort of funny you bring that up, but it's true. There's not much smoke when you get a... It's ingenious. But listen, maybe Solo Stove will come up later. Maybe they won't. Who knows?
Right.
It's one of the great mysteries of this wonderful outdoor adventure we're having. But I love it. It's very nice. We're sitting here. Beautiful weather.
It couldn't be better.
The sun is setting.
Yeah.
I hope it's okay to talk about your personal life. We just watched your lovely child be get put to bed.
Yeah, Glenn came out for a visit. She, like Sona said, she met Charlie and Mikey, who I call her sister husbands, because she's going to marry both of them one day. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, which is allowed in Armenia, apparently.
What? You can't just make things up about my culture.
You can.
Oh, okay.
There's no way to check it. There's no... The internet went down in Armenia. A goat ate through the wire.
Oh, Jesus.
Look.
I actually think that happened. You sent me the article about some lady who was doing gardening, and I think she snipped a wire, and like the internet for an entire section of
what
somewhere just went out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, man.
Well, I hate when I reinforce the things that you say.
No.
I don't know why I did that. That was so dumb.
So we're here.
Yeah.
And lovely, you've made some kind of a drink.
This is a cocktail I'm calling the chilled chum, like shark chum.
Hmm.
It's a bourbon.
Oh, wow.
Pomegranate juice, lemon juice, and muddled strawberries. That's the chum. Yeah, and that's us. We're the chill chums. Is this not living? This is how podcasting should be done. You're out on a fire. No, you're not on fire.
No.
Fortunately, the fire's contained because of the good people at Solar Stove.
I didn't drive here. I'm going to get fucked up.
Is that true? You didn't drive here?
I didn't drive here.
How'd you get here?
Tack dropped me off. We have one car now, so we share a car, and he dropped me off. So, I'm going to have to figure out how to get home.
Hey, maybe I'll give you a ride home.
No, you won't.
I would.
No, because then you're going to do a whole thing about I'm going further. How many favors am I going to do for you this week?
Well,
you
know, and how many favors have I done for you this week?
You've done a lot this week, especially.
Do you want to tell people on this while we're sitting around this nice campfire and having this lovely cocktail that Gorley made what the favor was that my wife and I did for you on Sunday?
On Sunday, you and Liza were, I asked you guys to be my kids' godparents, and you, but is that a favor?
No.
No, it's not.
That's
it's
a
not
disservice.
Like,
I really did. I kept channeling Michael Corleone because they did have a part where they were saying, "Do you renounce evil?"
Yeah,
yeah.
And I kept thinking, "I'm evil incarnate."
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
I am. I'm the solidified gel of evil. I cannot. It was at a beautiful. Give you a little fun fact. If you're trying to picture out there, this wonderful christening ceremony for Sona's twins, Michael and Charlie. One of the things that you can know is that the church was featured at the end of a very important film. What, do you know which film it was?
Well, what church? Where are we talking?
It's
Montebello.
It's in Montebello, and it's an Armenian church. It's quite lovely.
Give me a hint.
I think I'm just going to ruin... You know what? I don't like this kind of thing where I quiz you and then you try and figure it out.
I'm just still thinking of those Jeff Goldblum sessions where he'd just quiz us on things like Bridge on the River Kwai.
It's not a real old movie. I want to say it's about 15 years old.
Okay. Yeah.
Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift.
Yes. Good. It was right. Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. No, it was Sideways. In the movie Sideways, at the end, when Thomas Hayden Church gets married... He gets married at the very end of the movie after all their misadventures when his nose is all banged up and his eyes are black and blue. They show him getting married at this beautiful Armenian church. That's the church.
Yeah. And the week before.
Well, I'm going to say, go ahead.
No, you can say it.
No,
because I think the way you found out was actually.
It was really fun because we get there and the church is pretty empty and Liza's people are just filtering in. And I'm there. I'm wearing a suit. My wife, as always, very beautifully turned out.
Beautiful.
And this priest comes out, and he gestures to me to come backstage because as the godfather, they want me to wear a ceremonial robe.
Yep.
And so it's a real thing. So they bring me back. The guy seems kind of pissed that I'm so tall.
Yeah.
So he's like, ugh. And he's going through this closet of robes.
So mad.
And he was like, suddenly he was a disgruntled wizard, like looking through robes. Like, ah! And then finally he pulled out a robe and then he said,
disgruntled wizard.
And he said, he's saying, your name is, and I said, Conan. He went, yes, yes, Conan. Conan was here last week too.
What?
And he says it in broken English. And I said, what? Conan Gray, the pop star, was here? And he said, no. He said, Conan here last week, and other Conan. And I'm like, there's no other Conan.
Yeah.
Trust me, I wish there was, but there's no other. We all wish there was a different Conan. But he said, no, Conan. And then he said, Matrix. And I said, Keanu.
Oh, Keanu?
And he went, yeah, Keanu. And I'm like, those are totally different names. But I realized I had to get on his good side if he's going to give me the robe. So I said, oh yeah, that's a mistake people make all the time. They say, hey, Keanu Reeves. Oops, I'm sorry, I meant Conan O'Brien.
Because you guys look so attractive.
Yeah, and we're both incredibly handsome, rugged action stars. He said yes, and then he found on his phone that it was in like the Montebello Chronicle. And it's a picture of Keanu Reeves standing like 5 feet from where I'm standing with the same priest.
Was he doing a christening, or were they shooting a movie?
I don't know what he was doing.
I don't know. We have no idea.
Yeah. Why hasn't he been on the podcast?
I know.
Let's get him on there.
What are you talking about? We get to talk to everybody. Keanu will be here eventually.
Keanu, okay. Can you come on our podcast?
Please.
Yeah.
Please. I bet he listens.
Yeah. Well, he's clearly, I think he came by to try and meet me and he got his dates mixed up. Oh.
Well, they say in the spy world, the best way to trail someone is to be ahead of them. So he was there a week ahead.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Keanu desperately wants to bump into me so he can drop the name of the podcast, my podcast, and sort of say like, I like podcasts, dude. And then I can be like, I don't know. Okay, Keanu, if you think this is something you want to do. But anyway, so we do it. We go ahead and we have the ceremony. And it was really beautiful.
It was real. And you know what? They asked you if you wanted to say the words in English, and you had been practicing in Armenian.
Well, I don't have. One of them was huis.
Yeah.
There was one that was, what's the really hard one?
Magurdutyun.
Yeah. Magurdutyun.
That's not hard.
Well, you say it if you've been drinking.
Oh,
I was drinking.
I have been drinking.
I had been
and
drinking.
I will not.
And I had taken a lot of pills in the parking lot that your brother gave
you
me.
You had to be carried in to the church to. Oh,
her brother
God.
Gave me a bunch of weight
kids.
Loss pills.
Oh, Jesus.
I was going to see her uncle.
Who says I'm
10 pounds overweight.
You've got to let this go. You have to move
he
on.
He went up to me. He came up to me.
Yeah, is there an update?
No, and he was like, going to remember me? And I'm like, yes, of course I remember you.
Every night.
You told me I could lose 10 pounds.
Yeah.
And we almost got into it in the parking lot.
What did he say? Does he still feel that way?
I don't know. It was a time for him to say, you look good. Or, you know, I said that, but I got to say, now that I see you in daylight standing up, you look good. He didn't say anything.
Oh, we got to get him on the podcast.
No, we don't.
No?
No. It could get bad really fast.
Really?
Well, also, his English is not great. And he's been here for a long time. I don't know why it's so bad, but he
okay.
He probably called you Keanu.
He said I was great in The Matrix. He said he loved me in Point Break.
You're great in the John Wick movies.
So then I got to say, my wife killed it.
Mm-hmm.
She did a genius thing because
a job to do too.
Well, she doesn't have. It's a patriarchal system. I'm just going to call it out.
It is.
So it's all like the male. I wear the robe. I'm the one who leads the way. I'm the one that's, you know, holding children at one point. You know, I couldn't hold both of them.
No, you couldn't.
They're just devils.
Oh,
devils.
Okay. Or they're too heavy.
Well, no, it's just like holding two.
You can't.
Imagine two really powerful juicing blenders that were turned on at the same
time.
Yeah,
I did just
that are filled
them.
With rocks yeah. and you're trying to hold on to them. Just animals, more animals
we
than
we put them down on our living room floor and weak. Quickly learned what we had to childproof.
Yeah. Which was both of them. each one of her children needs to be childproofed against the other. So, so the day before, we had a bat mitzvah that we went to the day before. And so we were just killing it this weekend with lots of things that we went to. And we come back from the bat mitzvah and I'm exhausted. And I was like, I'm just going to go lie down. And my wife said, well, I'm going to run to the toy store and pick up some little toys that will help distract the Asona's kids when they melt down during the christening.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and I was
brilliant.
Like, oh, that's not going to happen. I'm just going to take a nap. And I passed out. I'd been shot with a blow dart. Mm-hmm. And she shows up and she's bought all these little things and she put them in her purse. And sure enough, at the very beginning of the ceremony, I think when they saw the crucifix,
these two
start shrieking and steaming. Like
no, they don't.
Burning.
They're just getting restless.
And their eyes were like little red coals.
Oh, my
and
God.
And they went, we will return. We will return. And they scuttled,
first word.
They scuttled up the sides of the church. And they went, we will return. Return, we will. Mark me. And so, no, but my wife, Liza, God bless her, she reaches into her purse and she takes out two finger puppets.
Oh, my
one
God.
One is a little silver robot.
Oh, my God.
And one is a little, like a dragon.
Dragon.
And
brilliant.
She starts doing this and both of them are like, and then they're like, oh, behold. And they take these two finger puppets and they put them in their mouths And they were angels the rest of the time.
They got dunked in with holding these finger puppets.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wouldn't let them go.
Those are vintage, by the way. They're made of asbestos.
Oh, good. Okay, they ate it up. I don't know if you want me to say this, but at one point, I think we were in church, just to screw with me, you were like, you know, none of this means anything, right?
Well, it was getting very...
You know, this is all fake, right?
It was all getting very real, and they were saying, do you know what this means? This means that God, and then Jesus, and I just... And Sona's looking really into it, and I'm right next to her, and I can't help it, and I just went, you know, this is all... doesn't mean anything, you know what
you
I mean?
You used that voice?
Yeah.
He did.
And, I think the priest heard me, and he was like, Keanu Reeves is an asshole.
Why was Keanu Reeves? I just love it.
We've got to find out why Keanu Reeves was hanging around this Montebello Armenian church. That's a mystery that needs to be solved, and a mystery I shall solve.
Yeah, yeah. Slash went to a wedding there, too, once. I mean, that's like
how
celebrity
do you know that?
That church is
this
the celebrity
when you're stalking
outside.
Him?
Well, yeah. Here's the other thing we need to check out, because I'll tell you one thing. When a celebrity's around there, they make sure they get a picture, and they make sure that it shows up in the Montebello...
The newsletter.
Newsletter. Oh, right. So here's what I want to find out. Did my picture make it into the Montebello newsletter? Because if it didn't, and Slash's did and Keanu's did, then this is a mortal blow, and this may be my last podcast.
Oh, yeah. No, you, I have no, yes, you were in it.
But they
I
don't do
keep
like,
working.
They don't do like a dry cleaners thing where they frame your headshot and put it up in the church, you know?
You know what's,
you sign the headshot.
Yeah, and it's you and like Fred Travellina and Ruth Buzzy.
Who do you address
Fred
that to,
Travellina.
Jesus?
Fred Travellina to Jesus. Hey, Jesus, thanks for catching my show, Fred Travellina. Hey, Jesus, a lot of laughs. Ned Beatty. I just love the headshot signed by, you know, hey, Jesus.
Hey, Jesus. Michael Winslow.
Yeah.
Sona, you're lost.
You know, do people know who Michael Winslow is?
He's from the Police Academy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just was like, how do you spell that? Sorry.
Spell Michael Winslow?
No, the brrrr.
Oh. You know what? You've had very little of your drink.
I know.
And you're already trashed.
I am. I have no tolerance anymore. I used to be cool, but this'll do me.
Can I say something? You never had a lot of tolerance. You know that, right?
Yeah, you're right.
We used to, I mean, Sona and I were joined at the hip, and I was constantly having to, you know, between tours and all the things that we did, the minute she hit the bar, she would have one glass of wine.
Yeah.
And you were pretty loopy.
I've heard that
quickly.
You said earlier that you might just make out with someone. And
I did back in the day. Yeah.
Here we are.
Obviously pre-tack, but before I would meet somebody for 5 minutes.
That's how she met Fred Travellina. And he said, you realize I'm Fred. And then he was making out with her as he was writing out a headshot for her.
To Jesus.
Yeah.
And she's like, I didn't even know who you were. This is gravy.
This is gravy that I get a headshot afterwards.
Is that a real person?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys, with your
Do you remember references? How whenever there were, Sona, part of your job used to be to, people wanted headshots. So I always had headshots.
Yeah.
And I remember every now and then the new shipment of headshots would come in.
Yeah.
First of all, we tried to make, if we had a decent headshot, as my face and head started rotting, as when an Irish man gets older, it rots like old fruit in the sun. And so we would stick with a picture from like...
No one's disagreeing with you.
I know. I kept waiting for someone to jump in.
No,
if anything, you did it a kindness.
Yeah. So
we're all nodding along.
Keep going. You're almost there.
Right. Rotting. So, complete rotting.
Compost pile.
Sometimes it was funny because we had a... I'd be signing a headshot that was me like... I'd be signing a headshot in 2004 that was me from 1995.
Yeah.
And
I want one of those.
But anyway, I remember once you gave me a whole bunch of headshots, like, oh, here's the new batch. And for some reason, I had a bunch, and I just threw them in the back of my car, not thinking about it. And then I was somewhere, and I popped my trunk, and there were people around, and they just saw that I had my headshots.
Oh, no.
Like I was driving around trying to give them to people.
Oh, God.
I know. And I was like, no. A new shipment came in, and then I just went with it. I was like, who wants a headshot?
Step right up. Boot sale. Hey, I forgot what I was going to say.
I didn't forget what I was going to say.
Yeah.
We're all having bourbon.
Yeah. I love sipping bourbon and sitting around the comforting glow of my solo stove.
I'm telling you, isn't this the greatest? I've also had two of these because I had to test it.
You didn't have to test it.
You just slurred your words.
No,
girl.
I did not.
It's like the way I say San Alive.
San Alive.
San I'm really glad. I was going to take a low dose edible before I came here, and I'm really glad I did it. Yeah. Remember, we went to dinner once with a reporter, and I fell asleep at the dinner
table. Wait, what? Okay, freeze. What reporter? Why? Why did you fall asleep?
Was that in the story? Was it Variety or Hollywood Reporter?
No, it was Variety.
If it's not the Montebello paper, I'm not interested.
No, it was like a cover story in
Montebello.
It was a cover story in Variety back when such a thing was possible. And
was this the one they did for the podcast?
Mm-mm.
No.
Before.
This is before that.
This is before that.
Doesn't interest me.
No, but and Sona took an edible, and this woman's talking, and Sona's part of the story. And then at one point, Sona's Amazing. Head goes Amazing. Down onto the shoulder of the reporter.
Oh, what? Did she write about this?
And she was lovely. She was really lovely.
She was
and
so she, nice.
She was very
we had
cool.
Bonded.
But you just passed out on her.
I just fell asleep, like snored, drooling, like the whole night.
Sona, you're my hero.
I know.
Oh, and you know, there's another time this happened, not with Sona, but with Tracy King. Shout out for Tracy King. We were traveling our show somewhere, and it was always chaotic. And then we would go and have dinner. We had just come back from the theater, and we were having dinner in some city. I don't know. I've been everywhere. But anywho. Well,
you've barely been to Pasadena.
I know. You complained about driving like 30 miles. Yeah.
So, it's longer than that. It's the quality of the journey.
I don't know.
So Tracy King, our producer extraordinaire, joins us at the table. And she just, we didn't know this, but she had thought that she was maybe getting a migraine. So she took a pill for her migraine.
Yeah.
But she accidentally took a sleeping pill.
Oh, I've done that.
And so she was at the table and she started to say things that were kind of slurry. And then her face started to look strange. And I swear to God, I thought she was having a stroke.
Oh, my God.
And all of us started to get worried, like, Chills, you remember this. Jason Chalemi's here, and his name is Chills. And he's also always around when there's a chill chum.
This is perfect.
Do you remember this, Chills?
Yeah, it was in San Francisco.
Hold on. Stand next to that recording device called the microphone.
It was in San Francisco.
Yep.
And she took an Ambien by accident.
She took an Ambien by accident, and then I think was having some wine or something.
Ooh.
And
it got bad fast.
It got bad fast, and we got scared because I thought, wait a minute, what are the signs of a stroke?
Right.
But then we quickly, I think, figured it out.
She finally went through her pills in her bag, and it was like a huge relief afterwards.
Right. Yeah. And she had a pill that gives you a stroke in her purse, which fortunately she didn't take. I don't know why she had that pill. She said, I have a prescription for pills that give you a stroke, and I just like to keep them in my purse.
Ask your doctor about Stroke Zan.
Stroke Zan will give you a stroke. Warning, may cause strokes. Warning, 100% chances will give you a stroke.
Warning, may not cause a stroke in certain patients.
Yeah, exactly. I hope this vibe is coming through to the listener, because I have to say it's lovely to be outside.
It's gotta be.
And now it's that golden time the sun has gone. The sun in this part of the country, I suppose, has slipped behind the hills.
Yeah. Same part.
We're about to enter 30 days of night.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's really, you know, the crackling of the stove.
Hear that?
Oh, sure.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's nice. And there's...
Can we move?
Yeah, you can move.
Because I didn't know if we had to be like we are in the studio.
No, chill, man. We're chill.
We're chill.
This is Pasadena. It's 7-8 p.m. We're drinking drinks.
Yeah.
We're firing fires. We're talking talks.
We're drinking herbs.
That is some heavy-duty mashed fruit in that drink.
Yeah, that's the chum part.
I don't know what to do with it.
No, but I mean, it felt like I just ate a mouse's heart. That's what it...
You might have here because we got lots of mice.
I think that does it for this Chill Chums. And I hope we encourage you, when you listen to the next Chill Chums, why not listen to it around a nice fire?
Yeah, good idea.
Doesn't have to be a solo stove if you want to get an inferior one, because they are the best.
Yeah.
But listen to that. You hear that bird?
Yeah, we have a wild pack of parrots around here, too. Green parrots.
Yeah, there's a lot of animals.
Do you think that was a domestic pet that escaped?
Yeah.
And they live a long time, don't they?
I believe so.
Right.
Yeah.
And then are they when they make that noise, are they laughing at humans that they escaped?
Yeah, let me see if I can summon one down, because I lately can talk to animals. Nope. Okay, pull it off.
That's pretty cool.
Did you say something?
No.
What was that noise?
Telepathic.
Oh, was that an airplane?
Oh, I accidentally summoned an airplane down.
My God.
No, seriously, what is it? Are we in a flight path?
Is that an airplane? That's a loud one.
No, that's a motorcycle, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a motorcycle.
Who said airplane? I'm looking at my audio specialists who work in the audio world, and they're all like, airplane.
Then
Blay makes a gesture of a motorcycle, and they're all like, yeah, motorcycle.
Those are
quite different machines.
Charades.
That's either an airplane or a two-wheeled machine.
Do you know how many people looked up, too?
There are 8 people here, and everyone mimed a different mode of transportation.
The parrots are laughing at us.
Yeah.
Ha, ha. Don't know the sound of an airplane.
This is heaven.
We escaped your bondage.
What a dick that parrot is.
I have to say, I'm going to say this last thing. And my brother Neil agrees with me. A bird cawing always makes me laugh. Because I always picture, whenever a bird's like, paw, paw, and it will sometimes take me out of a movie. And you know, like the iconic ending of The Godfather when they're talking, what's his name? The brother-in-law.
Josh.
Who killed Sonny.
Carlo.
Carlo. They're talking to Carlo, and they pretty much tell him.
Josh,
we never should have let you in the family, Josh.
There's no one
named Josh in The Godfather.
That. Connie married someone named Josh. Shoot, can we trust him? I don't know.
Look, give him a job, but not in the family. I love that.
Josh, not even Josh.
I love that Josh trying to become a made guy, and they bring Josh into a room, and they're like, this is a great sacred oath. You will now become made into this thing of ours.
Yeah, man. Man, that's pretty cool. Fucking A, right?
Well, first of all, we need to record your first name.
Oh, you got it. Josh. That's J-A-U-S-H.
Oh, Josh.
Hey, man, probably going to hit the curb later with some skating and rock some tunes.
I don't think this is going to happen, Josh.
Where do I get a gun?
Anywho.
Yeah.
I always think, so in that scene, they're telling Carlo, you know, Carlo, we know that stunt that you pulled. You think it was going to fill? And in the background, you hear,
cool, cool.
And I always laugh.
That. I've never noticed
I
that.
Always laugh. Listen to that scene. A bird goes, caw, caw. And when there's a bird on a branch cawing, and the same thing happens with a horse. If I'm watching a movie and something really dramatic is happening and there's a horse in the scene,
yeah.
I look at the horse and I know the horse doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
And I completely lose it. I just start laughing.
So in the Godfather scene, it's the scene where they've basically busted Carlo for.
Yes, but he doesn't know he's going to die yet.
No.
They're just kind of telling him, we know.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, trust me. It's time. If you thought that Josh is in The Godfather, then you don't deserve to watch The Godfather. But anyway, watch that scene because they're saying, like, you think that would fool a Corleone? And then you hear, cock!
But it sounds like the bird is saying, caught, caught.
Yeah, yeah, it kind of does. The bird's sort of like, fuck you. Oh. Ha ha, Carlo, you're going to die. You think you're getting away, but you're not going to. Anyway, this is a Chill Chums. We're drinking.
Yeah.
We're having a wonderful time.
Let's take a look at where we are with our drinks just as we can
I'm almost done.
I'm almost done, too. I'd say Sona's mostly done. I'm going super slow.
You're
baby bear done. Yeah.
Because I gotta steer this boat, but Sona go crazy.
Yeah.
She's walking home tonight.
All right, I'm gonna take us out of here. Okay. Every time I try, one of you starts mumbling and bumbling.
Sorry, okay.
Sona, let's go over the hand signals one more time. Closed hand means don't talk.
Don't talk.
Open hand,
don't talk.
Straight hand, don't talk. When I make a pyramid, don't talk. 5 fingers, don't talk. 2 fingers, don't talk. Thumbs down, don't talk. And thumbs up, don't talk.
Got it.
I think we're in good shape.
Cool, cool,
cool, cool.
All right, we're good.
Summer S'mores with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Ovsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaird. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.